Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, the moment you have all been waiting for. Yes, it's showtime.
It is indeed.
It's
welcome.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Yeah, you're listening to Sheffield Live. It's 2 o'clock. It's The Squeak with James Hargreaves.
Hello.
And myself, Luke Crofts. And I've found some jingles in the system.
I've noticed.
Yeah, we got in early because everything was broken last week. So I've just been having a mess about and found some terrible jingles.
It's showtime.
So more of them to come throughout the hour.
Brilliant.
Must give a big hello to Paul Sellers because he's not been able to do his show today because things are still broken. Gremlins in the machine. Alan Partridge style.
Well, it's just not good enough, is it?
It's not ideal. It's not ideal. Anyway, we're here, so you can enjoy some better music than what you've just been listening
to. Instead of Paul Sellers, we've had a really diverse range of music on the Sustain channel.
Yeah, so much so it left me speechless.
Yes. Like that.
How's your week been, James? Anyway, all right.
Yeah, good one. It's been nice nice weather for the majority of it, hasn't it? I've really enjoyed just getting out and about in the city this week.
Yeah, it's been a lovely, lovely, lovely week for weather. It's nice today as well. Everyone's been in the booze, haven't they?
Yeah, indeed. It's supposed to drizzle a bit later, though, isn't it, apparently?
Oh, no, I don't
know. According to my Dark Sky app on my iPhone.
Oh, lovely. Well, apparently it's going to be hotter than Ibiza this weekend, and I've been making the joke, well, I wonder what the forecast is in Ibiza because nobody's actually said anything. but yeah. So hopefully you're enjoying the weather and our show.
Yes. Hopefully you're out in the garden
with the radio
with
on.
The radio with a beer in hand and just enjoying life.
Yeah. And there's a lot to celebrate if you're a football fan. All football fans across the country, I think, will be celebrating the fact that Leicester have indeed won the Premier League.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Genuinely brilliant.
Yeah, it has happened in my lifetime because Blackburn won it 21 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember. I weren't old enough to remember.
And Leeds before that as well in 92, was it 93?
They won the league.
Yeah.
Oh, was that before it became the Premier League?
It might have been the last year before the Premier League.
Yeah, it must have been.
It was around then, but
because no other team other than Man City, Man U, Arsenal, Chelsea, and Blackburn have won the Premier League.
Yeah. And Leicester.
And Leicester now, yeah, of course. So yeah, that was awesome. I mean, I've seen. I remember watching the last game of the season a few years ago when Man City won on goal difference.
Yes,
and that was unbelievable. But just the sheer achievement,
Aguero!
James.
It's Aguero.
Yeah.
What a classic!
It was. It was just fantastic. I think he was as surprised as the Man City fans.
Yeah. I remember watching Aguero's first game for Man City, and he came on as a substitute and just was another class. Like the whole game had been a bit boring until then. Aguero came on and completely ran the whole show, and then obviously did that amazing little flick at the end of the game, which led to that amazing bit of commentary, which
yeah,
we're still here today.
Well, we've had a tweet flood in, all the way from S6. Dave and Joanne, he's referred to himself in the third person there, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Are sat in the garden with the radio. And they must be listening.
Good.
Otherwise, that'd be a bit of an insult. We've got the radio, but we're not
beer
listening
can
to you.
Beer in hand, I hope.
Probably a glass of wine.
Glass of wine? Some Pimm's. Pimm's is good on a sunny day like this.
Pimm's is good all year round.
Plenty of strawberries, a bit of cucumber, some whatever else in there. Just stick loads of fruit.
Fruit,
in.
Yeah.
Just fruit.
It's great. It's a great summer drink.
Some celery. Drink.
Oh, I don't like celery. Celery's awful.
How can you not like celery? It's tasteless. You can't.
No, it is tasteful and it tastes awful.
You're having weird celery then.
Nobody's ever said that to me before. That's bizarre.
I don't think anybody in the whole history of man has ever said that before.
You're having weird celery.
The term weird celery is mine. I copyrighted it right now.
Maybe we could use that as a nickname for Paul Sellers. All right, weird celery.
Maybe so.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
He'd have to be able to do his show for us to see him to call.
I was going
to
say, yeah, I forgot what it looks like. I haven't seen him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He weren't here last week either. Well, he was, but...
We don't use the equipment that he uses, which is why we're able to do the show and he's not.
Yeah. Although
which, it doesn't bode well for DJ Ski after us as well, does it?
Well, unfortunately, DJ Ski couldn't do the show either last week.
Yeah.
As we sort of got back into Hillsborough and it's still not been able to do it. And he, having listened to the podcast, he'd not been able to do it for the whole 2 hours. So something's not right with a certain part of the studio.
Hmm. Oh dear.
But unfortunately for you, it's not affecting us.
No.
So what music have we got today? We've got
got a real mix
ahead of the. I saw the tweet that you put that you put on. we've got obviously ahead of the gig at the Washington that Karl Malone is putting on Saturday. We've got No Hot Ashes' new single.
Yeah, because cool I love cat. It so much.
Yeah, playing it again.
Are you a cool cat?
I am indeed.
Yeah, and then we got a real good mix because we've had a few songs sent in this week. I put a play out on Facebook and a few people answered the call. And yeah, we've got a rock.
Really? That's good.
Rock group from Chesterfield, which is like a cross between modern rock and classic rock, which I really like. We've got a Irish kind of folky band from Chesterfield as well. And then we've got an acoustic artist from Sheffield. So we've got a really good mixture this week. So something for everybody.
Well, I mentioned. I've had another text in from Paul Sellers.
Oh, right.
It's weird. Celery. No. he said, celery is the devil's creation. I wholeheartedly agree with that. It's awful.
Yeah.
But our friend Joanne's mom eats it, like, just constantly. Well, not constantly, obviously. That would be weird. But she eats a lot of celery.
Yeah. An entire diet of celery. Imagine that.
Well, I'd be, you know,
Are you washing your celery beforehand? Because you're supposed to, like,
I don't even
give it
buy
a wet.
It. Don't buy it.
No?
I've had it before. I'm assuming it was washed. Because Faith, our friend Faith, likes Bloody Marys, and you're supposed to serve that with celery, aren't you?
Yes.
And I don't like Bloody Marys either, so the combination of the two was just absolutely dire.
Just weird celery, mate.
Mm. Anyway, we did say Karl Malone is obviously putting this gig on Saturday. It was his birthday in the week. Was it Thursday? Friday? Wednesday? Earlier on in the week, anyway.
It was Thursday, I think. I saw him on Wednesday night, Wednesday evening.
Well, we did invite him in today, but he couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, lazy git.
So we're going to have to plug his gig for him. But anyway, for whenever it was, Carl, happy birthday.
On your birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations for making it to another year of life.
The jingle machine is going to get some use.
Yeah, these must have been free.
Yeah.
Because they're rubbish.
you mean that wasn't you singing that?
No, I could probably do the voice.
It had your falsetto.
Has it? I'm not sure I've got the range. but yeah, anyway, so happy birthday for whenever it was, Carl, the other day.
Yeah.
Just
speaking of Carl, just before you move on.
Oh, sorry, go on.
We went out on Wednesday night and met Carl and a few other people. CK was there, Anil was there, Gareth Arnold, and a few other people at the Sheffield Bloggers Meetup.
I didn't go to that.
Yeah, which was at the showroom. Really good night, like lots and lots of different... like influencers in Sheffield all got together. There was a couple of talks and it's like a bit like a networking meeting and everybody got a free goodie bag at the end and stuff like that, like a kids party thing.
Oh, what did you get? Or is it top secret?
Got Leadmill tickets and a Leadmill regulars card and loads of money off vouchers and lots of Haribo and Chewits and things like that.
Your favourites.
Yeah, lots of sweets. CK, who's been on the show before.
Oh yeah.
He literally... it was fractions of a second between him receiving the bag and opening his bag of Chewits.
Really?
Yeah. like literally. I'd never seen a man so desperate to get to sweets before. But yeah, it was a great night. And the reason that I thought about it just then is because Carl walked in. We were already there. We got there early. Carl walked in after us.
In his blue coat.
He wasn't wearing it. But I know.
Oh, my groceries.
Your groceries. Your celery. Yeah, he was there, walked in, had a pint in hand, and I went, "Hiya, Carl, you all right?" And he went, £1.80 a pint? And literally for 5 minutes, he was just stunned that they were selling pints of Beck's at £1.80.
Mm.
And that's all you could get out of him. It's like, just £1.80? Have I travelled back to 1996 for my beer?
Yeah, that is a good price for town. In fact, it's a very good price for town.
Yeah.
It's a good price for out of town.
It was only that night as well. It wasn't the next day. Just obviously, I don't know if they're clearing out some becks or what, but
maybe they were just looking out.
I took advantage of it.
Yeah.
So it was a good night, though. It was like it got really busy in the showroom later on for a Wednesday night as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only been once. And that was a university screening. We'd made a load of films. Obviously, we're doing a filmmaking course, and they got screened there. That's the only time I've been in. But yeah, it's nice. It's a nice cinema. It's
well,
really
the
nice.
The bar there, just a few years ago now, probably about 5 years ago, it was in the New York Times, I think, as one of the 10 best bars in the world.
What, the showroom?
Yeah.
I would question how many bars they've actually visited.
Yeah, yeah. 10.
That's a bit of a stretch, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. You had a good night, so that's pretty cool.
Then I went to Cosmos and got tanked up on food.
I did think, because you told me you'd been to Cosmos earlier on the way in, and you said we weren't drinking alcohol, but no wonder, because you'd probably had about 8 pints of Bex at £1.80 a chuck.
I'd had about 4 or 5, I think. But then I went back to the bar and it was too busy to get to the bar. I couldn't be bothered. So then I started drinking soft drinks in Cosmos, where the food of the world is available. It is your oyster.
It is, yeah. I went the week before and it was there was lots of food.
Very average food, but it's all right.
It's not bad for a buffet place. It's not bad at all. It all depends, though, because I don't eat as much as some other people might eat, so if you're going to have like 3 or 4 plates of food, then yeah, it's great. But if you're only going to have 1 plate, then you might not be getting your worth out of it.
Yeah, of course.
But no, we had a good night anyway.
Indeed.
And sort of briefly mentioned football there. Sheffield Wednesday have finished 6th.
Yes.
So they are in the playoffs.
Yes.
So the first leg is at home to Brighton and Hove Albion on Friday night. Are you going? You got a ticket?
No, I'm not going.
You're not going? I'm not
genuinely not that fussed. I haven't been to many games this season, and I've quite enjoyed not going.
Oh. Probably should have asked you off mic.
As good a season as it's been, I've really enjoyed being a Wednesday fan this year, but I've loved being a fan kind of on the outside looking in. So obviously, I used to work there, and I've spent like 4 years going to every single game home and away.
Yeah, I suppose.
And
it's
I know a lot of
you.
Fans do that.
Yeah,
but back then it was like a chore to go sometimes because there was so much to do.
Yeah,
in
and obviously
terms of working,
got to get back to work the next morning if you're at the other end of the country or whatever.
That's it. So yeah. I've enjoyed just not going and just being a armchair fan for the season.
Well, the tickets go on general sale from tomorrow. For non-season ticket or membership holders.
Well, actually, breaking news, they don't.
Oh.
Because they've sold so many that there's only restricted view left on the cop, and they've said that general sale tomorrow is not happening until they speak to the authorities and hopefully get other
More
sections
seats.
Of the ground available. Ah,
well, I sort of pressed the panic button a little bit because I was going to go with my brother and two of our friends. But obviously we couldn't get tickets until Monday. So my uncle's got a season ticket. So he said, oh, well, I'll get you one with what I've got, what I can buy with my allocation. Sorry. So, I'm going with my uncle on Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Funny though. He said, well, I've managed to get Mark one cause you get two each. Yeah. So he's got his and then he's got my cousin Mark. And then he said, but Mark's in a restricted view seat. And he said, I can get you one next to him, but yours is saying seriously restricted. Yeah. And I thought, well, unless there's like a door in front of me, how can it be that bad?
Is it on the cop?
No, it's in the grandstand.
All right, so I'm imagining it's the ends of the grandstand then.
Yeah, well, he said it's on...
But it's not that restricted.
That's what I mean.
Anyway,
you just sort of lean to the side, don't you?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And if I can't see anything, at least I'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can soak the atmosphere up anyway.
Tell you what was cool when I used to work there, we started doing these little radio earpieces in the Megastore.
All right.
And
you could listen to the commentary?
Could listen to the commentary whilst being sat at a match. It only went over one ear, so you still got all the atmosphere and everything, but you also got the Wednesday player commentary, which was awesome.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Great experience.
Yeah. Well, they do that at snooker now, don't they?
Yeah.
So you can...
It's the same thing, yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Very clever. Anyway, first song of the day. So who have we got lined up first, James?
This is our classic stroke modern rock hybrid band called Stand Among Giants. Yeah, from Sheffield. They submitted their tune just like any other band can.
Yes.
And this one is called She Devil.
Yeah, you're listening to The Squeak, 93.2 FM. It's just after 2:15. Get in touch on Twitter, at The Squeak. Spelt wrong, of course. T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K.
That's the one.
I remembered it.
She's got her hand in your pocket. She's got you under her thumb. She looks like an angel and moves like the devil. She got you out of your mind.
All right.
After listening to that. Have you just turned my mic on? I've just been talking away. Have you just turned my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. What were you saying there? It reminds you of NXS.
Yeah.
Nobody heard you. I did, but...
Yeah, I don't think that's their intention, but it reminded me a bit of NXS, so I ended up listening to some NXS this morning.
Oh, dear. I hope you didn't listen to XS.
What?
Yeah, that was meant to be a pun. It was rubbish.
Yes, it was terrible.
Anyway, what's the biggest sort of like thing you've seen in football? Because for me, it's the when Man City won on goal difference. I know our friend Dave always talks about Michael Thomas.
The biggest thing I've seen in football is probably Diego Maradona nowadays.
Oh, 1998. Oh, no, 1986, the hand of God.
No, nowadays, have you seen him? He's right big.
Oh, he's massive, isn't he? So is John Barnes, though.
Yeah.
To be fair. Because they did... for the
but he knows how to hold and move.
You've
and do
got
it at
to
the
hold
right
and get, do it at the right time. Yeah, they re-released that, and he did it again, and he was about 10 stone heavier.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Footballers tend to do that, don't they, when they retire?
Well, Ronaldo, the original yes, one, he's a big unit now.
Yeah, it's after all that time of like spent training and stuff, you suddenly stop training, you pile the pounds on, don't you?
Mm.
That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. Nothing to do with all the fatty foods I eat.
Yeah. No, of course not. What?
Oh. So, in terms of football, one of the biggest things I've ever... Mm. I don't know. It's like, because I automatically think of all those like England moments, but they're all not brilliant memories.
But I suppose what I'm getting at, do you think anything tops what Leicester have done?
No. No. Not even Blackburn at that time. It's just remarkable what they've achieved. Completely against the odds.
Yeah, and they were looking at the wage bill. I mean, I think something like £54 million is, I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
You know, in sort of context, in a football club, it's not a lot, really.
No. And look at what Man City spent a few years ago when they won the title.
Well, I think last year the wage bill was something like in excess of £400 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, Man City had spent eight times more, and Leicester have trounced them all by, you know, 10 points clear at the top.
Brilliant story. And to say they were nearly relegated last season, it's just, it's beyond belief.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get a cohesive team that work well together, and you get someone that can just put them away up front, and, you know, magic can happen.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was very emotional. I don't know if you saw Match of the Day, but they'd got Claudio Ranieri had arranged for Andrea Bocelli to sing Nessun Dorma. Everything around Leicester at the moment is just special, isn't it?
Well,
it's good to see.
Other than Leicester Hospital, the A&E.
Oh yeah, I was going to mention that.
they put out a warning asking people not to come into A&E if they don't need to, because the admissions have doubled.
Yeah,
overnight.
Yeah, people are going to party though, aren't they?
Because everyone's partying like Jamie Vardy.
Absolutely, on it.
Yeah,
with the Blue Wickeds.
With the Blue Wickeds and whatever other substances allegedly.
Anyway, moving on. You know, we were talking a few weeks ago about the Boatham at Boatface online vote. They'd got a new.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I remember saying expressly that this new, you know, polar research ship would not, under any circumstances, be allowed to be called Boatham at Boatface.
It turns out you're right, didn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolute farce.
Yeah, and I'm not happy that I'm right, because what is the point of putting it out there online and saying, you know, come up with a suggestion?
Yeah.
If they're going to be that naive, then they've got to sort of...
If you're going to do a poll for the public,
yeah,
then listen to what the public say. What's the point of the poll in the first place?
Exactly. And, you know, if they didn't think that people were going to go on and be a bit silly, then, like I say, they've been very naive. So they've decided to call it the RRS Sir David Attenborough.
Which wasn't even second or third in the poll. It came fourth.
Quite right.
So, just how frustrating.
Do you not think that maybe the Sir David Attenborough is slightly more appropriate? And in the right sort of...
I think so. Have you seen the list of suggestions? Because there is a couple that made me laugh out loud. Boatham at Boatface is actually... It's humorous, but not as funny as some of the others.
I've got a list, but... RRS David Attenborough was the fourth most popular. No, what others were they?
Right,
I can't remember them.
In at number five...
Okay.
...was the RRS It's Bloody Cold Here...
You say bloody on radio. I've said it twice
just
now.
Did. RRS Usain Boat came number
yes,
six.
Yes.
Number seven, RRS Boatimus Prime.
Yeah.
But my favourite.
Nod to Transformers, that was it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
My favourite came in at number 10 with 6,500 votes. It's like top of the pops, it's great. number 10, 6,500 votes was the RRS I Like Big Boats and I Cannot Lie.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
Genius.
But yeah, I think we had some puns sent into us that day, and I can't for the life of me remember any of them.
It was the day when Mark was in from LP Record Store, wasn't it?
No, it was Paul Fletcher.
Was it? Oh, right, okay.
It was Paul Fletcher.
So Paul was flying out with the puns.
Well, can you believe it? I've had a text in from Dan Grayson, the UK toolman, who never has his phone on him, by the way.
Right.
He sent us a text in saying it was in their nature to call it Attenborough.
It was indeed.
Very good, very good.
Ironically, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's... How old is he?
Dickie Attenborough, 90.
Oh, right, he'll be next then.
Really?
Oh, dear.
Oh, we're not going to get into death this week.
No, we talk about it too much.
Yeah.
And it's not all me.
Yeah. Maloney's text.
Yeah, well, thanks for the birthday message. You're welcome, Carl.
Yeah.
Whenever it was. How old is he?
Oh, about a million. And he's a bit older than me, I think.
Is
or
he?
A bit, I don't know. We're around the same age.
Yeah.
Which, considering I can't even remember how old I am, it's good to remember.
Well, you're 10 years older than me, aren't you?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll always be that sort of age gap. Keep telling Dave as well.
Yeah.
Because you and Dave and Rich are all the same age, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't even know what age it is.
36, found 26.
Something like that. I think I'm 37.
When's your birthday?
June.
Right, well, you'll be 37 then in June. Next month. Oh, it's next month. What are we doing?
It is.
When is it?
It's the 5th of June, so it's early June. So is yeah, that a, it's is, less than a month away.
Is that a Sunday?
It's a day.
Yes.
I know that our friend...
Oh, it is. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Yes.
So you can have your own congratulations birthday message.
Oh yes, brilliant. I look forward to that.
Yeah, so you know, that's going to be the best birthday ever. Obviously. Anyway,
our friend Faith has been organising something, and you know, I don't go in for all this.
Oh, I'm not privy to that.
You're not a privet.
I'm not privy to what she's doing.
Oh right, okay. Well, I
not privy.
That's what it sounded like. I don't know.
Leave it.
I'm not a hedge. Leave it. Oh dear.
I should have branched out a bit more.
Well, Carl is a very youthful 38, he's just tweeted us.
It's the coat that makes him look younger.
Yeah, he doesn't look a day older than 50.
Or a million.
Million.
Anyway, time for another song. We're digressing.
Yes, digressing. This is a bit of Irish folk, again from Chesterfield, a trio called, and I can't pronounce it, so I'm going to try. Ah, forward.
It might not be anything like that, because the spellings can be very different, can't they?
But that's how it's spelt in my head. And this one's called Johnny Find Your Way Home.
You listen to The Squeak, 93.2 FM, just coming up to 2:30. Keep in touch on the Twitter.
Find your way home, Johnny, find your way home. Don't allow Napoleon to whiten your bones. Dodge the lead shot, Johnny, dodge the lead shot. Hang on to the memories of all the things that you've got. For I'm waiting at home with a child on my knee, and the bed now feels empty where you used to be. Find your way home, Johnny, find your way home. Don't allow Napoleon to whiten your bones. Keep your head down, Johnny, keep your head down. Let the other soldiers be the first into town. Dodge the sharp lance, Johnny, dodge the sharp lance. Don't allow Napoleon to take you far into France. When the cannonballs fly, keep your head to the ground. Don't lift your eyes till the guns cease to pound. Keep your head down, Johnny, keep your head down. Let the other soldiers be the first into town. Come back to me, let those Spanish girls be, and we'll see what it's like to be free. Make sure you don't die in some far land to lie. No, come back to me over the sea. Over the sea. To me, let those Spanish girls be, and we'll see what it's like to be free. Make sure you don't die in some far land to lie. No, come back to me over the sea.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Find your way home, Johnny, find your way home. Don't allow Napoleon to whiten your bones. Dodge the lead shot, Johnny, dodge the lead shot. Hang on to the memories of all the things that you've got. For I'm waiting at home with a child on my knee, and the bed now feels empty where you used to be. Find your way home, Johnny, find your way home. Don't allow Napoleon to whiten your bones. Find your way home. Find your way home. Find your way
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
And that just makes you fancy a pint of Guinness, doesn't it?
It does. I think we shall leave the studio at 3 o'clock and go and
partake?
Go and get some. I couldn't get
what were you going to say there?
I don't know. Procure, I think. But it just, I don't know. That wouldn't have worked.
I think it would. Because you've got to buy it, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Our forward, or if that's what they're called. I wonder if Johnny ever did find his way home.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Bit of a, well, if he hasn't, hopefully he's heard the sing.
Yeah.
Song, even. Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit, but, you know, I like that. Some people didn't, but...
Well, they're probably trying to find their way home.
Yeah. I liked that. I'm just going to reply to somebody that didn't. There you go. That's that sorted.
That's very choice words.
Can't read it out.
But so we have to cover all genres, don't we? If people are sending it, and it's local music that people are making, let's give them a platform.
And that's what this show is all about. So if you are or know somebody that is a musician or in a band, get in touch with us, send us your music in, and we'll give it a play.
Yeah,
easy.
Indeed.
Easy. There's an uploader as well, so it's even easier.
Yeah,
you don't have to
send us a message. We'll give you a link to the uploader and
get in touch through Twitter and Facebook.
But do give us information on the uploader. There's a little text entry box just to tell us about. It might be, you know, about your band, like what gigs you got coming up and stuff. Because the next song that we got coming up a little bit later, the guys put absolutely no info on whatsoever.
Well, funnily enough, yeah, because we like to be able to give information to the listener.
Yeah.
About gigs, what the band's about and all that sort of stuff. And if you don't put anything, then we don't know.
Exactly. And it just tells a story about you and your music. Just, I know the music's supposed to do the talking for you, but at least give us throw us a bone, will you?
Yeah. but, you know, just as you mentioned that, when we had Danny Pietnik on, he managed to get played on BBC Introducing with Christine Carlisle. And he uploaded it and didn't put any information on there. So he's played it and he went, that's from Danny Pietnik. No links or information there.
Even Christian suffers with it. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, so it's not, you know, it's the you know, high echelons as well. It's not just us.
It's just ironic that the...
In the broom cupboard.
The rubbish, like, Ghanaian house techno singers can give us, like, 13 pages of information, but somebody...
Yeah, and that's coming up next.
No, it's not.
I want to hear it.
Somebody local doesn't give us anything whatsoever. Yeah. Not even a link to a website, so I couldn't even go and find the information for myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's to you, James Highmore, who we're playing next.
Oh, is it
give us some information.
Yeah, give us some info. Well, I suppose we can't even tell him that we're playing it, can we?
No.
So he's not even going to know it's been played.
Exactly.
The mind boggles.
It's amazing.
That's one way of putting it. Anyway, while we're on music, I've actually got a music related segment next. This Saturday.
No jingle for the new segment.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Excellent radio, this.
So we had Billy Bragg lead out R forward as well. No need to brag about it, though, was he?
Oh, he's a card, isn't he?
He's a card. this is quality radio. Whilst you just flick through the computer.
I had the page loaded up, you know. I've got... Nothing.
No, broken it. Anyway.
Oh, hold on a minute. No, I found it.
Oh.
I found it. So what we were going to do for the new... it's not really a new segment, it's just a story.
Yeah, just the music segment, you said, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on a minute. No, there's nothing, is there? There's nothing. Shall I just play that one?
Just play something now.
Oh yeah, okay.
No, after building it up. Us wait.
Well, I didn't build this up. You did, and I not got anything prepared. So this is your fault. This.
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we shall begin.
That's the best I could do.
Well, tell us a story, Jack and Ori.
Well, it's you know, we were talking about Saturday night at the Washington. It's Carl Maloney's gig. If you're not going to that, it might be because it's Eurovision.
Yay.
What? Eurovision's great.
Oh, Eurovision.
Well, we did mention it a couple of weeks ago, or last week. The semi-finals are... They always used to on BBC Three, and I didn't know what they were going to do. But the semi-finals are on BBC Four this year. Right. And the first semi-final is on Tuesday, and then the second is on Thursday. So that's where the semi-finals are going to be at. Our act this year is Joe and Jake. They're a couple of lads doing sort of like acoustic, singy, poppy thing.
Right.
It's a decent song, actually. I quite like it. I think they were both in The Voice or The X Factor or something like that. And they've joined forces. I mean, you have watched Eurovision before, because we were talking
I used to, like, when it was Terry Wogan. I used to watch it for Terry Wogan's comedy and his acerbic comments.
Good word.
That is a good word. I'm proud of that.
That's before any Guinness. Excellent.
Yeah. Imagine what I'm going to be like later.
Oh, I've seen you.
With, oh, there's a bit of comments.
So you're not looking forward to it then? Well, you won't be watching it though, because you'll be at the gig.
Yeah, I'm not a big Graham Norton fan.
No, I'm not either.
To be fair, and it's not going to be good. And at least 50% of the squeak has to be down at Carl Maloney's gig to get Carl Maloney's free beers.
Yes.
On his presence.
It's a shame, really, that he's not put something on at the showroom when it's 180 of bikes. He'll save a fortune.
Yeah, indeed.
He'll be holding his gigs in Wetherspoons from now on.
Well, to be fair,
it's going to break
the money he saved on Wednesday night, he can put towards
the free
that he's
beer fund.
Giving away on Saturday.
He's such a nice guy.
And it's no art ashes, so.
Yes, I know. But I'd already, you know. Friends of ours, Dave and Joe, are having a Eurovision party, and we do it every year. It's a tradition. I fall asleep towards the end of it. They have to chuck me out. but, you know, that's they've accepted me for who I am. You know, I've always been a pain in the backside.
The first step is recognising it, Luke.
Yeah.
But you can
see
No Hot Ashes later
at Tramlines.
Yeah, at the Crystal Stage.
The Crystal Stage is awesome this year.
It looks phenomenal.
I'm still a bit scared to say what's there, because I don't know. Well, I don't think you're going to tell me anymore.
I'm
not privy to any
out
secrets.
Now. I think it's all out.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Slow Readers Club. Oh, Slow Readers Club, by the way. I've had an absolutely phenomenal tour with James. They're absolutely loving it, aren't they?
Yeah, have you seen the videos I've been posting on their Facebook page? And
yeah,
stuff?
Absolutely brilliant.
If played Brixton Academy last night, was it, I think? And just awesome. Well deserved.
Yeah, I'm so pleased for them, because they really, you know, they've done plug, they've done a more intimate gig at the corporation upstairs, local authority room, and they deserve to be playing big arenas like that.
Do you know how they're feeling today? They're feeling broken, they're feeling seasick, they're feeling cursed.
I'm sure they don't mind though.
And some would say it's all that they deserve.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, those are references to some of their songs that were played in this set. And from the new album, or the latest album anyway, it's not quite new anymore, Cavalcade.
Great album.
Give it a listen on Spotify, and then if you like it, buy it. Yep. Get to one of the gigs if you can.
Indeed.
Although it won't be for a while, because they're touring with James around the country.
Yeah, it's almost over, that tour, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But again, they're there at the Tramlines Crystal Stage, and they're one not to be missed. I'm predicting that is going to be a very busy gig that day.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, free entry.
Unbelievable.
And last year they had some good beer offers on, and I think there was food outside last year and stuff, so you can literally just set yourself up as a base in Crystal.
Yeah, well, I think as the events got bigger, people have been going to the main stages less, because you got to pay now and all the rest of it. But
well, not necessarily, because the main stages are obviously bigger now, and yes, there's lots of shouting going on outside the studio. Who knows what's going on?
I think they're protesting because this show's so rubbish.
Yeah, they formed a picket line against us, Luke. That's quite worrying.
It's a good job I shut the window. Yeah. Anyway,
but yeah, they've nearly sold out the tickets for Tramlines this year now. So for the main stages, but I don't think there's any reason to pay this year.
That's what I mean. There's so much
you're
going out.
A literal fan of, you know, Kelly's or Catfish and the Bottlemen or something.
But there's so much happening outside of those stages.
Yeah,
yeah. So you know,
the Fringe is the place to be. It's pretty much free. You just buy your drinks and you just have fun.
And they put the drinks down, don't they?
A lot of places do. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's a great celebration of music. Anyway, we're gonna have to squeeze another two songs in, James. So we're gonna have to stop talking Woo-hoo. Now.
I would tell you all about this next artist, but he didn't give us any information.
We know his name.
Yeah, he's called James Highmore, and the song is called "I Fell Asleep Under the Barrichello Tree." I don't know. It's like an acoustic-y thing from someone in Sheffield.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Easy listening.
So, yeah, give us some info, James. Send us another track, give us some info.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Hopefully he's listening. You listen to The Squeak, 93.2 FM.
Swear it. takes so long for me to remember.
So he's on SoundCloud, at least, we know that.
Yes.
James Highmore.
Yeah, and it's soundcloud.com/J Highmore.
Yes. Nice
that.
Summery song.
Yeah, very chilled.
For a summery
chilled.
Day. For
very
falling
chilled.
Asleep under the Borrachero tree.
Whatever that is.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
That you fall asleep under.
Apparently.
On a sunny day like today.
I'm just going to Google.
Pims in hand.
You're all about the Pims, aren't you?
Yeah. And the celery, the weird celery.
Would you put celery in Pims?
I've seen it done. Yeah, why not?
Because it's horrible. I wouldn't. Anyway, whatever. We're not getting back onto it, are we? So, a question that has been burning in my mind since I saw this story, James. You like food, you like trying new places.
Yeah.
What is the strangest thing, and don't say weird celery, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten or seen concocted as a foodstuff?
Well, did you watch MasterChef this year?
I watched bits of it.
They just crowned their champion this week. But,
yeah, I've seen her on BBC Breakfast.
There was a previous winner of MasterChef, I think, that they went to his restaurant in Leeds. And he made this kind of black concoction, which is like his take on fish and chips in a modern art style. It was really weird.
And it was black?
Yes.
Oh, I've never eaten anything black.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
What do you eat that was black? Strange. Obviously, I mean, if it's slightly well done.
Olives.
Oh, yeah, olives. I'm not a big fan of olives, though.
But Burger King recently did the black burgers, didn't they? The black burger buns. So you could get a Whopper with a black burger bun. I'm not sure they did it in this country, but they definitely did it around.
Why? What for?
I can't even remember. It was some. It might have been for Batman film or something. Like
oh
that.
Right, I see. Well, in China, KFC has taken its motto of sort of like, you know, finger licking good, literally,
yep.
And it's developed edible nail polish.
Right. I think. My other half, Rachel, needs that. I guess she's always biting her blooming nails.
Yeah, I am as well. So, what they've done is they've made, like, hot and spicy flavour, original recipe, and the idea is obviously you paint your nails, and then you can sort of, like, just have a bit of a snack throughout the day.
Yeah, nice. Did they match the flavour to the colour? Is, like, red strawberry or... Or is that the hot chilli one?
You don't have strawberry at KFC, do you?
Well, no, but you don't have nail polish at KFC normally.
Do you know what? Right, I think, yeah. Yeah, a bit of perspective needed maybe on my part there. You know, the hot and spicy is red. The original recipe is sort of like a dirty olive green colour, though. So, yes yeah. And no. But, one of the problems, well... some would say there's a lot of problems with this idea, but one of the problems is it goes out of date quite quickly. So if you don't sort of lick it from your nail, lick it
ridiculous.
I know. If you don't lick it from your fingers within a few days, it sort of goes off a bit and sort of doesn't taste very funny.
Mm.
But I mean, what an idea! It just shows you the difference in culture, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, when you're eating KFC. It's all greasy and everything. Use your hands to eat it. So you get that flavour on your fingers anyway. So who needs a nail polish?
Yeah, that's another good point.
That's why it's finger-licking good.
Yeah. Ridiculous or...?
It's very ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Also ridiculous, do you ever watch Saturday Kitchen live on BBC?
No. I beg for the days to come back of Saturday Morning Kids TV.
Oh, right, well... Yeah, but you're not a child.
I am at heart.
Well, I used to watch it every now and again, but James Martin's is decided to move on after 10 years.
Yeah,
and they'd replaced him, or they're going to replace him with sort of guest presenters, And I happened to switch it on yesterday, and I haven't laughed as much at a cookery... Well, in fact, I've never laughed at that much at a cookery programme, but I've not laughed this much for since probably Father Ted was on telly.
Really?
It was unbelievable. They'd got a couple of Italian chef guest hosts, Gennaro Contaldo and Antonio Carluccio, and they were just absolutely clueless. It was unbelievable. It was car crash television.
Oh,
it was. It was almost like listening to us, but watching it on telly. You know, where everything's sort of going wrong, and they don't know which camera they're looking at, and there were a few communication barriers. They got Jamie Oliver in as a guest, and he ended up sort of like stepping in and sort of steering it all.
Wow!
It was if you can watch it back, just do it for the comedy value, because it was absolutely brilliant.
Might give that a try just for a laugh.
It was hilarious.
My favourite bit of live television that went wrong like that was, I think it was a 1988 Brit Awards that was hosted by Mick Fleetwood and Samantha Fox.
Oh, I was not born then.
And
seen it.
But if you can watch that on YouTube, it's brilliant, because they just didn't have a clue. They couldn't read the auto cue. They didn't know the cues, and just ended up pretty much fighting on stage between themselves.
Wowza!
It was great.
Not ideal.
Yeah, quality television.
What was the one where Judy Finnegan's breast fell out?
That was the NTAs, wasn't it? The National Television Awards.
Yeah, that's a fairly remembered one, isn't it?
Yeah. That wardrobe malfunction, I think they call it nowadays.
Yeah, they've nipped it in the bud.
Oh dear.
Anyway, just time to squeeze in No Hot Ashes before we have to wrap up. And yeah. This is the latest single. It's Cool Cat. Obviously, they're playing the Washington on Saturday.
Yeah.
They'll be doing...
Get down.
Yeah.
Free entry.
Free beer from Carl.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Absolutely. And they're just amazing.
Yeah, and they're only young as well. So they're going to be... Hopefully, they're going to be around for a long time and making more great music.
Indeed.
This is No Hot Ashes. Just coming up to 5 to 3.
With the impetus we're living off our spends, voicing no responsibilities, I don't want to go home. Making up lost opportunities, I don't want to go home. All aboard the hardship starship, take me home. Take me where the stars live. Won't you take me where I don't want to go home. Making up for lost opportunities, I don't want to go home. All aboard the hardship starship, take me home. Thoughts on herself to tea.
t-shirt, turn myself numb, don't tell my head hurts. I want garbage gone for my heartburn. Why can't I sleep at night? Find it hard to look alive. We wait, we trash, we eat, we drive to the buildings in which we will die. Save me to paradise. Take me where the stars lay.
I'm a cool cat.
Yeah.
Yes, great. I genuinely, every song I've heard from them has been brilliant. And I just can't wait to see them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even in their 20s yet. So hopefully they're going to be around for a long time. And they're just going to get better and better.
Yeah. And they're very sweary for some young men, aren't they?
Yeah, leave your message after the tone.
that was me last week scrambling to... censor it before I came out quickly.
Yeah, well, the beep that you put in the monarching one nearly gave me a heart attack because that was a lot louder and higher pitched. But yeah.
Well, I like to keep people alert when you're listening to this show.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Monarching got played again on Sheffield Live this week on the Exposed show.
Did they?
On Wednesday, yeah.
All right.
I believe they've actually done a radio edit of the song, which is around about 5 minutes long and not the 7 minute thing that they sent us.
Oh yeah, and we had to sort of like just let it play out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was rated on Exposed.
Oh, excellent. Are we going to the boozer after this? Because Man City are playing Arsenal.
If I'm going to the boozer and if it's still bright, I don't want to be sat inside watching football I don't really care about.
Well, don't sit on the fence, James, will you? well, they haven't got a telly outside, though.
Oh, no. What will we do?
Well, we can't watch football, can we?
I don't get this. Like, obviously, the Sky Sports kind of generation where everybody watches all the football all the time.
What do you mean?
It's just,
is that me?
No, just... It's just a culture in general, people.
Yeah, yeah.
People pay money to watch like football they don't even care about. I like to watch, you know, the big matches, the tournaments and stuff, but there's just the generic, you know, I don't want to watch like Stoke versus like,
Crystal Palace.
On a Wednesday evening or whatever, who cares?
So are we going at boozer then?
I think I'm up for going for a drink, but I don't know about
DJ Ski is here. We weren't sure if he was going to be here because of the technical malfunctions.
Oh, he's shaking his head.
He says, "Don't remind me. Too late."
I think you might have the same technical malfunctions this week. Paul Sellers didn't.
Paul Sellers was unable to broadcast today.
So yes. Oh, the disappointment on DJ Ski's face.
DJ Ski's been listening.
Yeah.
What? My? It was just a slip of the tongue, Rob.
Even your partner in crime don't pound it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's just his normal face.
And I can see it on radio.
You can see me looking dumbfounded on the radio. Brilliant.
If you can make it to see Noah Ashton on Saturday, I would definitely encourage you to do so at the Washington.
And the launch of Factory Reasons, the band.
Of course, not forgetting the headliners, John Joe Keane's new venture.
Yes, it will be interesting.
It'll be a mix of different styles on the night.
Yes.
It's fair to say.
Yeah. And the Mantels are playing as well, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
They're... from over the Pennines and doing well over there and got a really good sound, so it should be a good lineup. But you'll be watching Eurovision.
I will be, but I'll see them at Tramlines anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, stay tuned for DJ Skis up at 3.
If he gets it working.
Hopefully. With Platinum Plates. We will be back next Sunday at 2.
Yes. Unless, you know.
Unless Paul can't do it, then we might come in earlier.
Yeah.
Capitalise on his misfortune.
That's it.
Like the terrible.
Steal his audience.
We are. Yeah. Have a good week, guys. See you later. Enjoy the rest of the sun.
Goodbye, everyone.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.